Hello everyone, Ignatius Husky here. Welcome to my first attempt at an audio journal. I recently bought myself a microphone and I want to test it out. Hopefully the quality is decent enough. Still trying to figure out where to place it on my desks to avoid any computer noise and anything. So we'll see how that goes. I asked you to send me a few questions to help me get started on this. Didn't get as many as I was hoping for, but this is a good start. I think this will keep me busy for a while. Going to go through and start off with the simple questions first to kind of get those out of the way. Kid Crash asks, do you have any intention of doing stuff like Skype chats from now on? I kind of hope I do. Right now, the big thing is still finding time to do it and also gauging audio privacy. Now, I don't plan on talking about anything extremely out there, but it would be nice not to have people wander over here and be like, who the hell are you talking to? But right now, the biggest thing is just finding time to do it. Still working two jobs, still busy, don't draw enough as much as I want. I kind of hope to focus more on drawing for a bit. Then after that, I can try to ease my way into doing more of this. Talinuva asks, how many takes will it take you to correctly say the shot not tongue twister? Okay, I've practiced this before, but I have kept track of my attempts. So here we go. Ned Knot was shot, and Sam Shot was not, so it is better to be shot than not. Some say Knot was not shot, but Shot says he shot Knot. Either the shot shot at Knot was not shot, or Knot was shot. If the shot shot Knot, Knot was shot. But if the shot shot, then Shot was shot, not Knot. However, the shot Knot shot, but Knot. Yes! That was take number 9, I believe. Like I said, I practiced before. Every time it was either at the very beginning, or the very end where I screwed up. Boolean asks, who or what inspires you to create things? Inspiration comes from all over, really. From the random things I see throughout the day to the people I talk with. It all just kind of melds together into one big inspirational pot. If an idea causes me to giggle for more than a few minutes, I usually try to make it work into a drawing. And then as I go through and post things and do random comments to people, ideas go back and forth just naturally, and it happens. Why did you start? Well, I've always liked drawing, but I never really did much with it until about high school. At that point, I met my best friend. She was a really good artist, and as we hung out, we kind of slowly pushed each other more and more towards the furry art area. She was really good, I wanted to be that good, and of course, as she got better, I had to keep getting better. How well do you feel you've progressed since you've started? A hell of a lot better. I remember when I first started out, I was just kind of doing the eyeball tracing of other people's work, and that was even terrible. Granted, I never posted any of it, so we're all good on that front. But my construction lines for everything started out really rigid, like a cube for the torso and cylinders for the arms. Now I've kind of gotten a heck of a lot looser. Coloring is sped up, inking is sped up. I've really improved. Although I still have a long way to go, I feel. But I'll get there. What are your plans for the future? I'd like to try doing a comic at some point. I've done a little bit of work on comic pages before, and it was a lot harder than I thought, because you need to go through and plan out where all the panels are going to be, as well as making room for all the speech bubbles. At some point, I'd also like to learn how to do animation as well. I've only done one frame-by-frame animation, and I'd kind of like to go back and do some more. I thought it was really fun. Okay, the big question. Echoin asks, how much chocolate can a taco bacon truck if protein revives 3 brigands? Now, first we're going to have to define our variables in relation to the problem. In this case, chocolate is X. We're going to be solving for that. Taco bacon, I'm going to assume, is bacon added to a taco to create a bacon taco, which is normal bacon. And in this case, I'm guessing it is the food that a brigand needs in order to properly truck things around. Now for truck, we can apply the R. Crumb postulate of keep on trucking and assume that we are having constant trucking. Now for protein, I'm going to assume that the amount of protein needed for revivification as well as continued work to be the daily recommended amount, which according to my research is 0.36 grams per pound. Now, if we assume a brigand is of average height and weight, according to what I've seen online, 5'10", 152.5 pounds. From there, we take 152.5 times 0.36, which equals 54.9 grams of protein per person. Now, if in this equation, protein revives three brigands, we can assume that a brigand is a subset of human, and thus requiring only one-third the amount of protein. Divide that number by three we got earlier, and that equals 18.3 grams of protein needed per brigand in order to truck chocolate around. Now, we need to do some correlation of protein to bacon and chocolate. From what I've seen, 48 grams of protein per pound of bacon. Now we just need to figure out how much of this is needed in relation to each other. If we take 18.3 grams of protein needed divided by 48, we get 0.38 pounds of taco bacon per brigand to work and truck. Now, if we assume being a brigand entails most entry-level jobs, many of them require their applicants to be able to carry 50 pounds of weight. So we can assume that each brigand will carry 50 pounds of chocolate. Therefore, if each brigand needs 0.38 pounds of taco bacon to work, the ratio is 0.38 pounds of bacon per 50 pounds of chocolate. Now, since we're trying to figure out for one unit of taco bacon, I'm going to go ahead and bump this up to a higher ratio. Get 0.38 taco bacon over 50 chocolate equals 1 bacon over X chocolate. Cross-multiplying, we get 131.58 pounds of chocolate per pound of bacon. Now, there are 16 slices of bacon per pound. Divide that by 16. We get 8.2 pounds of chocolate per taco bacon. There's your answer. I have officially spent too much time thinking about this. So, thanks for listening. Hopefully this test has been a successful one. If you have any other questions after listening to this, go ahead and let me know. Maybe I'll do another one of these. Well, have fun!